Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 33. Shots were fired about 11:30 this morning in the 1700 block of Chatham Street. And while a vehicle was hit, no one was injured. Racine police were on the scene for about an hour. No one was arrested, and the incident remains under investigation. Racine fire units were called to a home in the 1100 block of Geneva Street about 2:45 this afternoon for a report of a fire when smoke was spotted coming from the building. The fire was declared under control in about 10 minutes and extinguished in about 35. A fire investigator was called to the scene. A limousine carrying at least seven people from Wisconsin flipped over on its way to O'Hare Airport this morning, killing one person. The Elgin, Illinois Fire Department responded to the rollover accident on I-90 just after 7 o'clock. Two passengers were trapped in the limo when first responders arrived, and five people were able to get out of the vehicle. They were taken to local hospitals. The victims' identities have not been released, but the Wisconsin State Journal reported it was a group from Madison destined for a vacation in Mexico. The Illinois State Police continue to investigate. Gymnastics could make a return in the Racine Unified School District as a cooperative team after the school board in a special meeting approved the process of looking into what's involved and making an application to the WIAA. Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca said there are students at all the high schools interested in gymnastics, which disappeared years ago after the formation of a Racine combined team.
Before we can dig into all of the details and get the coaching and the location and all of that together, we have to get the board approval to approach the WIAA to make that request. So that's what we're here tonight to seek your approval to contact the WIAA and move forward.
Cost figures and other details about a possible co-op gymnastics team, including needed equipment, will come back to the board for consideration. The co-op would include Case, Park, Horlick, Walden 3, and the Real School. The Village of Caledonia is going to a recycling cart system this year, but not everyone may have the physical ability to roll their cart to the point of pickup for the property by contractor John's Disposal. So the Village Board this week approved a hardship application. Administrator Tom Christensen explained it was one of the concerns raised by citizens, and it's done in other communities that have recycling and garbage collection carts. Christensen said the hardship application would be good for 2 years and require a doctor's written confirmation for a medical problem.
I put a 2-year limit on it because they said a problem they ran into in other communities is somebody would get it and then either move away or pass away. Somebody else would be in the house and they wouldn't even know about it. The recycling pickup guy would show up and somebody would come back from their jog and thank them for, you know, walking up the driveway to get the cart. So we put a 2-year limit so we can minimize that.
There's typically just a handful of residents who qualify for the hardship, according to Christensen, who said the 2-year limit can be renewed as needed. City leadership in Kenosha is claiming a big land deal between the village of Summers and town of Paris targeting economic growth and just announced this week caught them by surprise. It involves the transfer of some 2,500 acres west of the interstate and north of Highway K up to the Kenosha-Racine border. The Kenosha News says about 100 people live in the area, but Mayor Keith Bosman knew nothing about it until earlier this week when the Summers Village president made a phone call. The plan could negatively impact the city's future development efforts by creating a landlocked situation. The plan is scheduled for a public hearing April 7th at the Kenosha County Center. The West Ocean Market will not be at the Aquaterra Farms property again this year, but instead at the Kenosha County Fairgrounds in Wilmot. It's run by the same organization that operates Kenosha's Harbor Market, opening for the first time last July at the Highway 50 site. Dozens of local produce farmers participated, along with prepared foods, craft vendors, and live entertainment every Wednesday. The new location offers more vendor space, additional parking, and sheltering with inclement weather. It opens for the 2016 season July 6th and will continue through September 28th. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says an estimated 8,000 private sector jobs were added in February based on preliminary figures. Meanwhile, the January figures have been revised upward to an increase of 5,800 private sector jobs compared to initial decline of 1,400 jobs. All of the estimates are based on information from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.